Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ron Timmermans, 2021 National Flight Instructor of the Year, who was inducted into the National Association of Flight Instructors Hall of Fame in 2022. Ron is an independent master flight and ground instructor from Orlando, Florida. He is an airline transport pilot with over 7,000 hours of flight time and is today's host.
Hi, I'm Ron Timmermans, one of the hosts with the Florida Aviation Network, and we're broadcasting today live and in the clear from the Central Florida Aerospace Academy on the Sun and Fun campus at Lakeland, Florida. This is the 49th Annual International Aerospace Expo and Sun and Fun. What a great event. What a great event. Hey, pilots and mechanics and other aviation professionals, you looking for a job? This would be the place to come to today. And you're going to learn from some professionals that are looking at how to place people like you in the dream job of aviation. And so with me today from the JS firm, we have Ms. Abby Hutter. Abby, thank you for joining us. And Mr. Sam Scanlon. Sam is the managing partner, and Abby is the executive director of the agency, and you're all about recruiting. Is that right? Well, let me ask you, Abby, are you all about recruiting?
We are not about recruiting.
Okay, I didn't say it right.
That's okay.
Are about...
It's a common misconception.
And my fault. I shouldn't have looked
no
at my
problems.
Notes better.
So on our website, recruiting companies actually utilize our website to place people.
That's right.
We are strictly advertising. So we charge companies to advertise, and then we have a database of over 500,000 aviation professionals that they access, and it's free for job seekers to search and apply to jobs.
Okay, so what if somebody's coming to Sun and Fun today? How could they connect with you and potentially with the job of their dreams?
Absolutely. So all week here, 5 days, Tuesday through Saturday, there's a five-day career fair. And Sam, you can chime in as well. We have everybody from Frontier, Cirrus, Fly Exclusive. They're all over at the tent hiring. There's 22 companies, and it's from 9 to 4 through Saturday. And it's busy.
All right. I bet it is. A lot of people looking for jobs. So, and this location is right inside the main gate where you enter. On the right, as you enter, there's a big tent.
Correct.
There's a
big white tent. Ourselves and Piedmont are the sponsors this year. So it says Career Fair, sponsored by JSFirm.com and Piedmont Airlines. There's signs everywhere. There's people everywhere. JS Firm, we have a table there, but we're not in there all the time. You'll find us running around on golf carts, trying to help people get from point A to point B. And Sun and Fun is gracious enough, you know, that we have carts to run around. And we spend the day doing that.
You have your own carts? Wow,
that's
good. I need to get to know you guys better, I guess.
We do.
I've been walking all around.
We're coming up. Next year will be 10 years for JSFirm.com and Sun and Fun being partnered.
So you've had career fairs like this in the past?
We have since 2014, but this is the biggest one we've had as far as the length of time, both the amount of days and the length of time during the day, because each year gets bigger and bigger as far as foot traffic, so, and the companies are happy, so each year it keeps expanding.
Yeah,
and I think a good point to bring to that, to bring attention here, is the deficit of qualified people in the industry.
A deficit?
I was
calling it a pilot shortage, but deficit sounds even more onerous, isn't it?
It's a serious situation, so you can imagine that the career fair has grown.
Indeed.
For the companies that are hiring.
And I'm glad you've been able to expand it to 5 days and for most of the day. It's great.
Yeah.
And the throughput, the first couple of days of the show, how many people have come through seeking to interview or talk with these firms that are in need of pilots and mechanics?
Yeah, I think the numbers will, you know, at the end of the show, they'll start to recognize those numbers and account for them. But I would say literally thousands of people have come through there.
So. Just in 2 days.
And it can be somebody looking for a job that, you know, what we try to do is if you're a pilot with your kid in a stroller, we want those types of people to come through there. We don't want it to be suit and tie because it's that big of a demand right now. So we want to encourage anybody to walk through.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that are coming through. And there's also youth. There's also high school. There's also colleges that are learning about the industry, too. So it's a twofold event.
So is there a certain minimum number of hours or age experience level that people have to have before they come through to this event?
Yeah, there really isn't. It's completely open. Of course, you know, the airlines dictate. There's a lot of airlines there, but there's also 145 repair stations as well, and people looking for mechanics. Pilots are just one of the openings that they're currently hiring for. And, you know, their hours are driven by, of course, insurance companies, but they have a lot of programs. The exciting thing right now is they're really, the airlines and some of the corporate operators are really getting aggressive on how they can attract these pilots and talent. And some of that is, there's AMP. United, for instance, yeah, has an AMP program. They're taking people out of school, out of high school, training them completely, paying for their AMP, and giving them a job at United. That's how short the industry is.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. And the pilot, the sign-on bonuses, you know, they're really working with pilots, mechanics, to figure out a way to get them in there. There's a problem.
Yeah.
There's a shortage.
Yeah. Deficit, you said.
Yeah.
It's
definitely definitely an issue in the industry.
But thanks to JS Firm and Piedmont, who are sponsoring this, to mm-hmm. try and at least, in a small way, alleviate this or mm-hmm. Put a Band-Aid on it, I guess, and help people get placed where they want to be and where the need is. That's great. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned, Sam, AMT opportunities, and obviously there's pilot opportunity as well. Major airlines would be looking for someone probably near or at or past 1,500 hours in ATP, or maybe not ATP yet, but at least 1,500 hours.
Yeah, what we're seeing right now is FOs. That was a big scream for FOs over the past couple years, but that's kind of been saturated at the regional levels. So right now they're looking for entry-level captains, which 1,500 hours is your ticket. That's what they're looking for that particular, and an ATP, of course.
Yeah. So they already have enough FOs? Is that what you're saying?
Seems to be. That's the buzz we're getting right
okay.
now.
Okay.
You know, and I know our site's been responsible for a lot of those hires with those airlines. I think we have probably a majority, 90% of the airlines mm-hmm. utilizing our website. So we can see the amount of people that are getting hired off of our website. And a lot of them are short on that time, so they're more on the first officer side.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see, from your perspective, pilots who may be an FO in one airline moving to another airline for an upgrade? Or is that not
They happening? Do. That is historically, they'll transition from airline to airline to get what they need to get. But again, the shortage is, it's such an issue. It's such a challenge for these airlines that they're trying to make, they want to keep them. So they're doing everything that they can to make sure that they're
yeah.
kept. Of course, the regionals are the feeder mm-hmm. for the majors.
Right.
And they have those relationships.
Sure.
We know how that works. But the airlines, and we've seen as high as $100,000 sign-on bonuses.
$150,000.
$150,000 sign-on bonuses.
At what level? From FO to captain?
That was direct entry captains
yeah.
With Piedmont.
Wow.
And PSA, $150,000 from day zero sign-on bonus.
Who qualifies for that? Someone who's already working for an airline or retiring military or?
Yeah, I don't know the direct, I'm not sure the exact qualifications. You know, of course, those are advertisements on our site that we monitor, but I would assume those are direct entry qualified
mm-hmm.
captains
yeah.
that are coming over. They're trying to, you know, lure them from another airline possibly.
Wow.
So it's a fight out there.
It sounds like it. It sounds
for
like
these qualified
it.
People.
And
it's
I,
a
would
crazy
I
time.
Be in that position, I would probably look very favorably at that as well. $150,000 sign-on bonus, that'd be one heck of a deal. What about seniority when you change airlines like that?
Yeah, those questions, we don't really monitor that.
Okay.
Again, our platform is so that they can connect with these folks.
Yeah,
it's really
so you're the connectors, right?
We're the connector, and,
yeah.
and I hate the term the Indeed, but everybody knows the Super Bowl advertiser, you know, Indeed.com. JSFirm.com is exactly very, very similar to that, just in the aviation industry. We have 500,000 records. We have
wow.
80,000 pilots in that database.
Wow.
And companies are hiring them, and it's a frenzy on there.
It's
exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It really is.
Good
yeah.
position to be in at this time in the aviation industry.
It is.
Tell us a little bit more about aviation maintenance technicians. You see, you made me the one example of United hiring people right out of high school, training them, paying for the training, and then offering them a job. So what kind of entry salaries did as an AMT make? Do you have this rough idea, Abby, or is it your database?
Well, we have, you know, we can summarize that a little bit. You know, we see everything from military contractors like Vertex Aerospace. You know, they're hiring entry level somebody with an AMP. They're paying $41 an hour in Georgia, and that includes overtime. So you're talking about kids getting out of school and being able to make $80,000 to $100,000. So we struggle with this because we've seen the rise over the last 3 or 4 years. It's been a little alarming, almost as if their compensation is, you know, a little too high.
Getting out of hand.
Yeah. And that's yet to be seen because they are in a driver's seat. There is a shortage of mechanics as well. So.
Yeah.
And that was a problem with our industry. You know, we failed to really keep the pipeline full. The industry as a whole, and Sun and Fun, EAA, AOPA, we're all, JS firms involved with all those organizations to try to educate in a grassroots level and promote high school's STEM curriculums and really get kids interested.
Well, good for you.
But we're a little behind.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a few years behind, and they're feeling it right now.
But trying to catch up.
Yeah. Trying to catch up.
So, Abby, would you say the pilot shortage is more severe than the mechanic shortage or vice versa or about the same?
You know, at this point, it's all you hear is about pilots, right? Everybody hears about the pilot shortage, but sometimes we say, you know, it takes 2 pilots to fly a plane, but 5 mechanics to maintain it.
Wow, that's a pretty good ratio.
So it's, and everybody, you know, if United's hurting for mechanics, everybody's hurting for mechanics down to the GA level. And we have those companies calling our website, you know, calling us, you know, what can I do? What can we do? And we encourage companies to entice job seekers to, you know, whether it's sign-on bonus or relocation allowance. And
this is how hot it is for a mechanic. When they come onto our website, if they're in, say, Jacksonville, Florida, they upload a resume on there. It notifies the hiring companies within that area or where they select to go that, hey, here's a possibility that came on the site. And that person's phone literally rings.
Almost immediately.
Yeah.
Really? So within a week, they're getting phone calls. I mean, just it's quick.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Fun to watch.
That's amazing. I bet it is. And fulfilling for
you. Yeah, we love it.
It's your
firm. That's what we do. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's our goal.
So, Abby, let's say I'm a would-be pilot that I'm interested in being recruited eventually by someone. So how do I go to the career fair? Mm-hmm. Do I have to sign up and enter the database for JS Firm?
That's the great part with our platform. You don't have to be a member. We're free, whether you're a member or not.
That was going to be my next question. What's
I tell people all the time, the same way you can check out on Target as a guest, you can apply on JS Firm as a guest. We encourage you to be a member because it keeps track of the people that you apply to. You get job alerts. There's a bunch of features that are included with that free membership. Uh-huh. But sometimes people don't want another password or another login, and we're okay with that because we're simply connecting, you know, the aviation professionals with the company. So as long as they get connected, you know, they're happy, we're happy.
So I can become a member of JS Firm's database and put in my information and get alerts, and as well as getting connections with firms that might be wanting to hire me with my skills.
Well, you could work for us. That was well put.
It's very good.
It's exactly what it is.
Okay, good. And I'm already busy enough with flight instruction. I don't need another job, but thank you anyway. That's nice to know that I could summarize that well. So the database, Sam, you said is how many people now?
We're nearing 600,000.
600,000 people?
600,000 people. And you have an inactive or an active database at any given time. So
sure. There
might be 300,000 active, 250,000 that are inactive, but they're still receiving notifications of jobs at the same time.
So then,
we also have an inclusion of the FAA Airman database, too. So if a company wants to find out a type-rated Gulfstream captains within a certain region, they can find all that information out on our website.
Oh, even if they're not registered on?
Even if they're not registered, yeah.
So they go through JS Firm?
They can export that information. It's the FAA database.
Airman database. Yeah,
Airman database. We've built that software technology to make it useful.
Interesting.
So companies, believe it or not, they're reaching out by mail as well.
Yeah.
So Okay. Doing everything we
can. I'm involved in another effort where we're interfacing with the FAA's WINGS database, but your interface is with the Airman database for information. That's great that you're able to extract information. The FAA must like you pretty well.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, because they don't give away access to their databases without assurance that the company is good. Well, that speaks well of you. That's great. That's great. So what would you say, Abby, is this hiring frenzy going to last for a month, 6 months, 2 years? What's your guess?
I feel like at this time last year, we were like, this can't continue, right? Like, it's crazy. The sign-on bonuses are getting crazy, but they keep continuing to rise, and I think they're having success with that. We don't see it slowing down anytime in the near future.
Really?
You know, I don't know if the economy is going to impact that to where something's going to break, but right now companies are just, you know, our phones are ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
Companies that didn't used to have to advertise with us are now advertising with us because they can't find the people.
So that's part of where your revenue comes from is the companies that, use your database and connect with people and the like. And so they can advertise, what, for pilots that they want to hire?
We have 21 different categories of aviation jobs on our site. So pilots and mechanics, avionics, sales, executives, flight attendants, flight paramedics, 22 different categories.
Wow. So that's amazing. So if you're interested in anything to do with aviation and looking for a job, this is the database that you probably want to either join as a member or use as a guest and the like. And you should be able to get connected with your dream job. And how good is that? How good is that? And I can just see how that would be very fulfilling for you. Not only do you get revenue from companies to do it, but you just get this good feeling about you've connected a pilot with a great, great job that he or she can enjoy for the rest of their life or until they get a better offer, I guess.
We attended HAI's Heli Expo in Atlanta a couple weeks ago, and I can't tell you the amount of people that stopped by our booth. And they're like, JS Firm, you know, I just got a job from you guys, or I shared one of your emails with a friend and he or she got hired. And that's what's awesome when we do go to shows and we meet people, because otherwise, if we don't see them face to face, when they get hired, the last thing they're going to do is send us an email, right? They're not going to say, hey, you know, we don't get emails like that. They start their job and they go on their way, but they know, you know, they know where they got it from. And when the time comes again, they know where to come back, you know, to find that job.
So is there a way that you find out when the connection is made? Just by happenstance, sometimes.
Just when we run into people.
Okay.
We don't know. You know, the companies let us know that they find people, but we don't, you know, they don't generally.
No, that's too bad. Maybe you can work on an algorithm that would give you that.
It would be nice to know that information.
Yeah,
that'd
be good. Yeah, and be able to pound your chest and say, look what we've done.
Yeah, one of the things that we do is we have job distribution partners. So when they advertise a job on our website, it goes out to 45 other websites as well, including Sun and Fun, EAA, HAI, PAMA, where all their jobs go out on those job boards too. So it's so hard to track where they heard about the job.
Yeah.
So we're also a broadcast center. Really.
You're a broadcast center.
I always say it's kind of a billboard effect, our website as well.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Well, Abby, you'd mentioned that there's some new features on jsfirm.com. Anything new that we haven't already covered or... what are the features that I would be most interested in if I was a pilot looking for a job or an AMT?
I can allude to that too if you don't mind. So the FAA Airman database is a pretty big hit. You know, we've included those million records that some of these airlines need access to. And we have target emails, target programs for companies. If they're looking for a specific individual, we can go out and invite those individuals to apply so they don't have to. Everybody's short-staffed.
Oh, okay.
So we have a staff that can do that.
Uh-huh.
So if a company needs a Gulfstream captain, they might call us and say, listen, we want to do the target outreach program.
Uh-huh.
And we have a staff that will find those individuals in our database and reach out to them and direct them to apply to the job. So we do a little bit of their man-hour works, if you will.
Okay, very good. And you're headquartered in Pittsburgh area, or is that just...
We're headquartered out of Roanoke.
Roanoke, okay.
But we also have an office in Pittsburgh.
Your card said Pittsburgh. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You work out of Roanoke?
No, we're both from our Pittsburgh office.
Okay. Good. And so you're one of the managing partners. And Abby, how long have you been at the organization again?
It'll be 10 years in October.
10 years. Okay, good. And your role as executive director, what all do you do? Okay.
Lots of stuff. So I'm everything sure. from marketing, we have a sales team, you know, with account managers that manage the accounts on the website with the different companies. Just the day-to-day operations of the machine that JS Firm is falls directly on my shoulders, and it's fun. Get to come to events like this and Oshkosh and all kinds of fly-ins and different trade shows just to, you know, a lot of times people will ask us, you guys are a job board, why are you here? Well, we're here so we can do things like this. We can see the job seekers that have success on our site, and then we can also see the companies that utilize our site and put a name or put a face to the name behind JS Firm.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, that's great. So we've talked a bit about pilots seeking a job with one of the major airlines or even a regional airline and their minimum quals to get considered there. How about a young aspiring pilot who's still building time towards the 1,500-hour ATP? Are there opportunities for someone like that with a corporate firm that would be looking for your database for people or not?
Sure. You know, there's 40,000, an average of 40,000 jobs on our website. So I would say 20% of those might be airline 121 related.
Really? That's a pretty small number.
The remainder of those are the helicopter industry, another probably 30%. Corporate GA is another section of that. So there's jobs from banner towing to, you know, you name it. I mean, it's Part 91 is huge on our website. Corporate, you know, FlexJet, NetJets, they all utilize our website to post their jobs. So
there's lots of CFI positions. Everybody's begging for CFIs.
Yeah. CFIs are hard to find.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I've got a couple of young people that I'm mentoring that are just new into aviation, and they have their sights set on the majors someday, mm-hmm. but they recognize that there's a stair step to climb to get up there, and they'll be looking for getting into their first aviation job and the like. I'm also excited for mechanics because this is great as well, because we do have a shortage. One of my friends over in New Smyrna Beach has an A&P shop there, and he has lost, I can't tell you how many mechanics he's lost in the last year, and he's having a tough time recruiting new ones. He just can't compete with someone who can, like SpaceX, who can offer a whole lot more money and longer times.
Yeah. It's interesting to watch the smaller shops come up with ways to retain people, as far as buying aircraft, as far as helping them get their pilot license. They're trying to figure out different things that the bigger companies can't offer them, and we're seeing a lot of that happening.
Creativity is going to be the success.
Exactly, to think out of the box.
Exactly. Well, good. Well, Abby and Sam, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you and hearing about what you're doing to help connect pilots and AMTs to the jobs of their dreams, and the career fair here going on through Saturday. So if you're a pilot or a mechanic looking for a job or a host of other aviation potential positions, this is the place you need to come to. It's the big tent right as you come in the main entrance gate, and you'll see JS Firm and Piedmont, who are sponsoring this, and a whole bunch of eager companies that are looking to hire maybe you. I'm Ron Timmermans, broadcasting live and in the clear for the Florida Aviation Network from the Sun and Fun campus. Please stay tuned and join us for our next interview.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.